Subject number 13, October 23rd, 1976. Subject 13, Martin. Father-son interaction, visit number 2.
Sleeping, dreaming. And what's it, Harrison?
Yeah, there's two on
this. I remember his first name. He was kind of. His field was statistics and computers.
Oh, I don't remember.
He helped me with the design of it. Then we had undergraduates as subjects.
Esther Greif, did you meet Roger Foster?
Jim
Foster. Esther is also on our project here.
Uh-huh.
She's our main part of the project. This is Lee, by the way.
Hi, Lee.
Would you like to take off your jacket, honey?
Mittens hanging down.
I'm Lee.
You're Lee, that's right. Wait, you're all tangled up. You have a sweater, you have a sweater. And you're undone. You're really falling apart.
Hi, how are you today?
My car's broken.
What is?
My car's broken.
Mommy's car is broken.
We had a flat tire.
Yeah, flat tire on the way. Oh, that's wonderful.
We didn't change it. We were a block away from our house, so we took our other car.
Okay, this time around, first you will be going on to Esther. She's going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to explain to you what you're going to be doing here.
Okay.
I'm going to do a little switch, and Sandy will be asking me questions, and I'll be asking you questions. And
wait a minute. You can play with toys in a minute, okay?
Okay, we'll see you in a little while. Okay.
Who's Sandy?
Bye-bye. See you later.
She's Esther.
That's Esther. Sandy, you haven't mentioned.
I see.
She'll be,
oh, okay.
She'll be
three
appearing in a little
mm-hmm.
while. Okay, let me explain to you what we have for you to do.
Okay.
First, we have, or it doesn't really matter what order they go in, we have a book for you to read to Lee, or vice versa. It's a wordless book, so that you might.
Uh-huh.
And the pictures are in a sequence that tell a story, so that you just can tell me a story. This is a take-apart car. The parts come apart. You can show them how it works. Okay? And we have a Play Store under here that
I heard about
you can
that
play
one.
Yeah, I'll bet you he talked about that a lot. Okay, the whole time period is a half an hour. You can approximately divide it up 10 minutes for each for each item. If we think that you're not going to be able to finish any one item or you're running over time, the camera person will knock on the wall here and sort of indicate to you that you should move on to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
If you could send me your activities underneath our microphone here and in front of our camera, that
would be
best for us, okay? Alrighty. We will be back for you in half an hour.
Okay, any order for the...
No, we find that sometimes if you do the Play Store first, you can't get away from it.
So
you might
last.
Right, but if Lee remembers, and which is likely you will remember in the Play Store. Don't worry about it. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Okay?
Okay.
Have a good time.
Fine. Okay, Lee, you want to play with the book or the truck?
Truck
first? Okay.
Car. Is this the car?
Let's go. Okay, ready? Why don't we play over here, Lee? They want us to play over here. All right? What is this now?
Orange.
Oh, you do?
This.
Oh. What's that? You know what this is?
Yeah.
This thing? What's that? You have one of those. You know what that's called?
A wrench.
A wrench, that's right. Part of the car that is?
Well, who is this car?
I don't know, this belongs to Janet. But this part is, that's the engine. That makes it go. Screwdriver. We use a screwdriver. Yeah, that's right. That's a boy. Yeah, you got it.
Here's a boy.
Yes, that's nice. Okay, what's this? Maybe that's a jack. That is going to have to go home now. Remember Mommy's car broke on the way over here? Well, the tire went and I'm going to have to take the car and I'm going to have to go zroop. And I'm going to have to zroop, take off the wheel and put on a new wheel. You want to watch me do that?
Why is Mommy's car?
And then Mommy's car will be all fixed. I think this comes up here. See what's under there? What's under there? Oh, spare tire. That's what Daddy has to take the spare tire out of the trunk. Now you have to unscrew it first. No, that's the wrench. Other way. That's right. Good boy. Now unscrew it a little more. That's right. All right, that's a shortcut. There you go. Let's say that this tire is flat. You want to take off that tire and we'll put on the spare? Just like Daddy's going to do? That's a good boy. That's coming off. You want me to help? I'm going to hold up the car, hold the car. That one comes out, except that way. This is almost out. Okay. You want to put the spare tire on? That tire's flat. That's no good. That's broken. Let's put on the new tire. All right. Okay. And over here. Okay. And okay. Here, I want to screw it in so it'll stay. I don't want the wheel to fall off.
This way.
Other way.
This way.
You had it right. It goes this way. So, like that.
This way?
Yeah. Oh. Now you're doing right. Do it some more. Want me to do it?
This is the other wheel.
This is the spare. Good boy, Lee. You change the tire now. Now we have a new tire. Now it goes good. All fixed.
What's the other wheel?
The other wheel's right there.
Where's this go?
Gee, I don't know. Maybe it held it in here. Well, that's right. I went in here. Put the nut in there. Okay. Put the wheel down and you can put it back now. I think this one went there. I don't know if it matters. I don't know where that went. I think it's screwed. You want to put it in with a screwdriver? You had enough of this? You want to read a book now? Want to read a story? Put that back. That's right. And here's this one. Good boy. And I don't remember where this went. Want to put the people back? That's right. Which one's driving? The man is driving. Okay, that's good, because he wouldn't want the lady to drive upside down. Okay, we'll put this. That's right.
He wants to drive.
She wants to drive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this
being fun. I think that goes in this part. Yeah, I think that goes in here. The yellow part. I'm going to put the yellow thing away in the trunk. It goes in there. Good. Okay, should we, why don't we put this away and we'll play with the book now, okay?
I'm going to play with you.
Well, we have a nice book here that they want us to read. Now, let's look at the book. Sit on the chair. Okay, let's move the chair over here. Okay. Now look at the book with you.
Here's the
bat. Oh, what a nice book.
There's a kitty.
There's a kitty in it, yeah. Let's see what the kitty's doing. Mm-hmm.
What's the kitty doing?
Oh, the kitty is sitting there. And there's a lady. And what's this man?
A policeman.
Policeman, right. You don't want to sit anymore? Want to look at the book together? Do you want to read me a story? That's the cover.
Well, that's not a cover. What's the kid doing?
Well, why don't we start at the beginning and then we'll find out. You want me to read you the story and we'll see what the kitty's doing? You need what? Baby carriage, isn't that silly?
Wait, the baby go going there.
A baby going there, right. Does a boy like that go in a baby carriage?
No.
No. That's silly. Oh, and the kitty. And look, the kitty is in the carriage too. Is that a kitty carriage?
Yeah.
It is. Do you want to read the book some more? What do you want to do with the chair?
Move this here.
Move it where?
Here.
Here? You want to read the book some more? Let me get the book.
Here,
I'll pull up a chair too, okay? Then we can all sit on the chair. This book is called The Great Cat Chase. You know what? This book doesn't have any words in it, just pictures. Oh, look at that.
A bum kitty.
A bum kitty?
Yeah, I got a little bum.
Wait, what do you mean a bum? What kind of kitty?
A
oh, hey. Don't you like the book?
Yeah.
You want to read it or throw it around? Alright, let's see what the kitty's doing. Oh, look at this, Lee.
I need this.
This is a funny book. See, the little girl is wheeling the kitty, and... Oh, what happened to the kitty? What's the little girl doing there? She's picking...
Flowers.
Flowers. And what's the kitty do while she picks flowers? What's the kitty doing there? He ran away and he's... hiding.
Five.
Five, huh?
Five.
One, that's right, one. Do you remember when you were here before, Lee? You were here with Mommy? What did you do?
Why?
Why?
Play with a car.
Play with a car. And what else did you do?
Read the book.
Read the book. And what else did you do? Huh? That's just a box from the car.
I need a box from the car.
You want the box?
Yeah.
Do you remember what's under here?
Anything?
You remember you play with the cash register? You remember you talked about let's go play with the cash register?
The cash register.
Well, here it is. What's in there? What's that in the cash register. Okay, do you want to be the store man or do you want to...
I'm the store man.
Do you want to buy things?
Yeah.
Or do I buy things from you? Here, let me just get the cover before you rip it. Lee, do you want me to buy things from you or do you buy things from me?
Buy things from you.
Buy things from me? Okay. And then you have to... Yeah, I'll give you some money. Okay, and you tell me what you want, and I'll tell you.
I want this one.
I'll tell you how much it costs. Okay, this is all my money because I'm the store man. The store man has the money. Now you tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you, and you give me money. Okay. What do you? Do you want any kind of groceries? Do you want some food? No. Keep the money. You see all these things up here? Do you want any of those things?
Yeah.
Tell me what you want. I'll tell you how much it is.
Yeah.
You want some ivory snow?
Yeah.
Okay. That costs a penny. Do you have a penny to give me? Okay. Say, I can't give that to you until you give me a penny. You have some money there. Have a penny to give me? Oh, thank you. Here you are, sir. And now I ring up the cash register. I don't know how to work this. Okay, and I put in the penny.
I need it.
Well, right now I'm the store man, and
I need a cashier.
You can have it. You can play store man in a minute, okay? Right now, anything else you want to buy?
No.
Do you want some lasagna?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. That'll be a nickel. Can I have a nickel? If you give me a nickel, I'll give you the lasagna. It's so cheap because the box is empty. No. Okay, maybe you'd like to play the store man, okay? You want to have the cash register? Let me just take some money and give you the store man. And I'm going to buy things from you. Okay. I would like... I'd like to buy this coffee. How much is this?
$6.
How much?
$10.
How many dollars?
$20.
Twents?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. How many dollars? $1?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Here's $1 for the coffee. Thank you. Why don't you put the money in there? No, don't fold up the money. Put it. See the green? That's. Put it with the green. All right. Fine. Okay. Now I'd like to buy some mustard. How much for this nice mustard? How much? How many dollars is mustard?
$5.
$300?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that much money. I'm going to put it back. I can't afford $300 for mustard. Gee, I'm going to have to go to another store if it's that expensive. But I will try. How much for milk? How much for a bottle of milk? Oh, what a funny store man, you're spilling out all your milk. Is that cold?
I'm gonna put it back.
You put it back? You're gonna drink milk and then sell it? How much for this? Can I buy this from you?
This is a stove.
Is it a stove?
Stove?
Yes, that's right, it's a stove. How come you have money on the stove? You gonna cook the money? Come down. I think this is broken. Unless maybe it's a drop and go all the way. No. You know how to open it. Ding. Here's a nickel for the milk, okay? Here's the milk here. I'm buying the milk. No, I just bought the milk. That's why I gave you a nickel. Why don't you put it in the cash register and ring it up? This is the one. This one says 5. That's the one you press for a nickel. Even though nothing happens. Ding! Now I have coffee and milk. Well, I need sugar. Let's see, do you have sugar? Yes. How much for this sugar?
Empty.
Empty, uh-huh. So do I get it free? Oh, $2. That's expensive sugar. Oh, I get change? $5. Okay. That was a pretty good price for sugar. Well, I like this store. I think I'll buy some more things. Maybe I'll buy some cookies to have with my coffee. How much for these cookies? $0.35. Okay, that's a quarter and a dime for cookies. Can I have the cookies now that I just bought? Could I have the cookies, please, now that I bought them? Aren't those cookies mine now?
Here.
Oh, you want to give me my money back? But you took a quarter and a dime. You gave me a penny.
I want a dime.
Could I have a dime now? Do you have a dime in there? You know what a dime is? There's a dime. That's right. Now, the penny's yours, but thank you for the dime. I didn't think you knew what a dime was. You want to keep the cookies, huh? Not sell them? Oh, I want my milk back. What did I pay you for milk? A nickel. Can I have my nickel back for the milk? Now that's a penny. That's a penny, and a Canadian penny at that. I think your nickels are on the stove. Oh, that's a dime. You know which one a nickel is?
Yep.
Show me. Right. Okay, and here's your penny back. Now all I have is the coffee. You taking that back too? That was a dollar. I think you owe me my dollar back. Whoop.
I'm Lisa Mann. I'm associated with the project too. I was out here and came in.
Hi.
Brought you a present. Because you've been so nice.
What do you say?
A Frankie.
That's right, but what do you say to Lisa?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is that Kermit the Frog? I think it's Kermit. Can you get him out of the bag all right? There he comes.
Oh, what a nice present.
Jan will be in the mail to see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, Lee. Bye-bye now. Nice to meet you.
Okay, I think we're going to have to stop playing in a minute.
Hi.
Hi.
I recognize you. You did a rotation at AVA in aphasia, did you? Or?
I was...
That's Sandy Weintraub,
by the way. Psychiatry there or something?
I did part of my residency training there.
Yeah. You look very familiar.
Jim Koster is my name.
I'm Sandy Weintraub. I work in psychology research in the Aphasia Research Center.
I see. I see. You work with good glass, butters.
Right. 14th floor.
Right. I see. Good. That was about 5 years ago.
Sandy,
it's been a long time. I thought you had done a rotation on the aphasia unit because you looked so familiar, but I guess...
Well, I did have a couple of patients who were whom Benson saw down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I spent a little time down there. But I didn't actually do a rotation. It would have been interesting, actually.
Put your hand in me.
I was back there actually last year. I was sitting for my board exam to take a neurology course that Segarra gives.
Right
here. It's about then. Just about a year ago this time.
Right up there.
Hi, Lee.
Yeah.
Can you make your frog talk to Sandy?
Hi.
Hi, Froggy. Does the froggy, can the froggy say anything?
What can he say?
Oh, hi, Froggy. Tell me something. Can you tell me something?
This is for you, Lee. This is for you to take home. Did you know that?
Yeah. Me and your froggy can talk to each other.
What does the froggy say, Lee?
Ribbit. What do they have on TV?
Rebate.
You ever seen that?
Rebate.
Okay.
What
Lee?
We're waiting for right now is for your
Lee, would you like to play some games with me?
I see.
And
then
huh? Good. Okay. Well, let's put these things away, and I'm going to play some games with you.
Ooh.
Okay.
Money.
Well, if I ever need trolley fare, I'll know where to come.
Did you find a parking space? I guess you did.
Yes, right on this Cummington, right in front, yeah.
How does your wife like her new job, by the way?
Seems to like it a lot.
She, I don't know if you told her, she worked with in the same department. Let me put it this way. My brother did an internship this summer in the department of the legal department. And
I
so
see.
He had met your wife this summer, and it was just sort of coincidental that you were also going to be involved in her study.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Yeah, well,
well.
All done. Yep. Good. And I can,
Are you helping me?
Oh,
Lee?
That's nice.
Lee?
Hello, Lee.
Hello, Lee.
He's back.
Hey, Lee.
You think he's busy?
I see.
Lee, your daddy and I are going to go next door for a couple minutes, and we'll be back very soon, all right? Okay, we'll come back for you in a little while. Is it okay you and Sandy play games right now?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back soon.
Oops. Let's get these all in here. Thanks. Well, Lee, do you like your froggy? Huh? Did you like that froggy? Where is he? Oh, there he is. Do you watch Sesame Street, Lee? Huh? Do you know Kermit? You know Kermit?
Good.
Whoops, let me just get behind here and cover up the store. Gotta close the store up for another time. And I've got a book here that's full of pictures and things that I want to show you, okay? Okay. Come over here. Okay. Lee, can you tell me, what's your favorite kind of ice cream? What do you like to eat the best? What kind of ice cream do you like?
I think you're losing.
What kind of ice cream do you like the best? What kind? Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Do you like vanilla?
Yeah.
Which one do you like the best?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, I love chocolate too. That's my favorite. Now can you tell me, what's your favorite color? What color do you like best?
Brown.
Brown?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite animal?
Teddy Landy.
What?
Teddy Landy.
No, what kind of animal do you like the best?
Teddy and Andy.
Teddy and Andy?
Yeah.
What are Teddy and Andy? What kind of animals are Teddy and Andy? What?
Teddy and Andy.
What is Teddy? Is Teddy a dog? Yeah. Yes? Teddy and Andy are dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your favorite food? What do you like to eat the best?
Ice cream.
And tell me, what's your favorite television show? You watch television? What do you like to watch the best on television?
Sesame Street.
Oh, everybody loves Sesame Street. Okay, Lee, come and look at some pictures I have in this book. Can you sit down over here? Lee? Which one of these things would you like to play with the best? A necklace or an airplane?
Necklace and an airplane.
Oh, I know you'd like to have both, but let's say you could only play with one. Which one would you like better? The necklace or the airplane? Only one you can pick.
Necklace.
Okay, you like the necklace better? Better than the airplane? Lee, which one do you like the best? The airplane or the necklace?
Necklace.
Okay. Which one do you like the best? A dolly or a truck?
A truck.
You'd like to play with a truck better. Okay. Now, which one do you like the best over here? Do you like a telephone or a teddy bear?
Teddy bear.
Okay. And do you like a tool set or a tea set to play with?
Tool set.
A tools theft, right. And would you like a top or a bicycle?
A top.
A top, okay. Now. Can you show me the kangaroo? Where's the kangaroo?
Kangaroo and the mouse.
And a mouse, right. Can you show me the arrow? Where's the arrow? Show me the arrow.
Here is the arrow.
Right. Can you show me here? Who's pouring? Show me pouring. Where do you see someone?
A cat pouring.
Show me with your finger. Yes. Okay. And can you show me baking? Where's baking? Where do you see baking?
Baking.
Right. And can you show me thermometer?
Thermometer.
Right. And can you show me a caboose? Where's a caboose?
House.
Right you are. Now, can you show me over here, which one is polishing? Do you see polishing?
What's this number?
You tell me. Do you know what that is? Well, I'm just going to shut the door because people are making noise up here. Okay. What's this number? Do you know this letter? What's that letter?
B.
Right. Oh, you keep losing this thing here. It keeps coming undone. Okay. Lee, which one of these shows polishing? Which one of these pictures? Do you see somebody polishing here? Look, do you see polishing or not? Where? Point to polishing. Okay. Yeah. And can you show me here? Where is saluting? Do you see someone saluting?
He's saluting.
Okay. And can you show me over here? Where are binoculars?
Here in the laser.
This is binoculars?
Okay.
And over here, can you show me a funnel? Where's a funnel? Which one of those things is a funnel?
These are scissors.
Right, those are scissors. So where's the funnel?
Faucet.
Okay.
What's this?
What do you think that is?
What?
That's a funnel.
Funnel.
Okay. Can you show me here fencing?
Fencing?
Who's fencing over here? Point to who's fencing. Okay. And over here, show me welding. Can you show me somebody welding? Do you know which one? That's a hard one, welding. Okay. Lee, look at some funny pictures of some girls in the cars. See these little girls? There's a little girl over here, there's a little girl over here, and there's another little girl sort of hiding up here. Can you show me the girl under the car? Where's a girl under the car? Right. Excuse me just a minute, honey. There's some people are making noise over here. Talking so loud that I couldn't concentrate. Okay, look at this. Lee, here's some more girls. Can you show me the girls between the cars? Where are the girls between? Look at there's here, here, and here. Which one shows the girls between the cars?
Girl and the kid.
Okay. Lee, look at these pictures. Which shows the girl against the car? Show me the girl against the car.
Here we go again, the car.
Okay. And show me here the girl above the car. Can you show me the girl above the car?
Here's the girl of the car.
Okay. And can you show me the girl to the right of the car? Where's the girl to the right of the car?
Here's the girl right of the car.
Okay. That's good. Now, I got some more pictures. See, there's two pictures here, right? Show me the girl is pushing the boy. The girl is pushing the boy. Where do you see that?
here or here? The girl is pushing the boy.
Here.
What's that?
Boy pushing a girl.
Yeah, boy pushing a girl, but I want you to show me the girl is pushing the boy. Which one?
This one.
Okay. Okay, look at all these four pictures. Can you show me the boy and the girl are pulling the wagon? Where do you see that?
This.
That's just a little piece of paper there. The boy and the girl are pulling the wagon. Show me that one. Mm-hmm. Can you show me, Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, you show me. Come on. Which one shows the boy and the girl are pulling the wagon?
The girl pushing the wagon.
But show me, look at all of these, and show me which one shows the girl and the boy are pulling the wagon. Huh? Which one?
This one.
This one, or this one, or this one, or this one. Pick one. The boy and the girl are pulling the wagon.
Not the girl pulling the wagon.
No, not that one. You're right. So which one?
These boys.
Right. Right. Good for you. Now, Lee, look at this one. Can you show me which one shows the mother takes the boy to see the doctor?
Where?
Which one? Is it this one or this one? The mother takes the boy to see the doctor.
This one.
Okay. Now, I'm going to show you a funny one. See all these pictures here? One, two, three, four. Look at these pictures and show me the little dog is chasing the big man. The little dog is chasing a big man. Where do you see that?
Here.
Okay. Now, Lee, show me. Look at this. The mother takes the doctor to see the boy. Can you show me which one? The mother takes the doctor to see the boy. You show me. Where is that? Can you point to it? Huh? Where? Okay. Now, show me which one of these pictures shows the boy is being pushed by the girl. The boy is being pushed by the girl. Which one? Show me.
Yes, sir.
Right. Good for you. And can you show me, now I got a funny one here. You have to look very carefully because it might be hard to see them all here. Do you see them all? The man who kissed his wife wore an apron. Show me that. This one? Okay. All right, now I've got some more things I want you to look at. Would you like to play these games?
Yeah.
Huh? Good, okay. Look at this picture. Who's cooking?
Daddy's cooking.
Show me. Who's cooking?
Daddy's cooking.
Right. What's cooking? What is cooking there?
Mom.
Point to it. What's cooking? Right. Good for you. Now, when I turn the page, you're going to see two pictures, right? One is foot and the other is feet. Show me feet. Right. Right. Good for you. On this page, I've got mouse and mice. Okay? Show me mice. Can you show me mice?
Mice.
Right. Good for you. On the next page, I have goose and geese. Show me geese.
Geese. Goose and geese.
Okay, look. I got one picture here, right? And one picture here. One is goose and the other is geese. Show me geese.
Goose, geese.
Right. Very good. Now, I got another picture. One is tooth and the other is teeth. Show me teeth.
Teeth.
Right. And on the next page, one is knife and the other is knives. Can you show me knives, Lee? Knives.
One, two, three.
All right. One of those is knife and the other is knives. Show me knives.
Knife.
Yeah.
And a knife.
Right. Okay, Lee, one of these is leaf and the other is leaves. Show me leaves.
The leaf.
Right.
And the leaf.
Right. Okay, now I'm going to take out some blocks that I have over here, okay? Okay, I'm going to give you some books. I'm going to give you some and I want some, okay? You can have six and I'm going to have some, okay? Okay, now I want you to do something with those books. I want you to do exactly what I do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, watch what I do. You do that with your blocks. Oops. Try that again. Very good. Very good. Okay, now I'm going to do something else, and I want you to do the same thing, okay? Can you make a little bridge like mine? See mine?
Yeah.
I want you to make it just like mine.
Oh.
No, see, look at mine, look at mine. See how mine is?
Yeah.
Now you make yours just like mine. Okay, look at how I've done mine. You see, there's one here, and one up here. Can you do that? Yeah. Okay. And where does the other one go now? Have to make it just like mine. Okay. All right, now I'm going to borrow all of your blocks just for a second, okay? Because I'm going to put them in front of you and I'm going to ask you a question about these blocks. So I want you to watch very carefully, okay? You see that row of blocks? Okay. I'm going to make another row up here. See, so you've got one row here and one row here.
Okay?
Wait. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to ask you a question. Does this row have more than this row, or are they both the same?
Same.
How do you know? How do you know that this row and this row are the same?
Same.
Show me how they're the same.
Same.
Why do you think that?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Let me see. You see these two rows? Look at. There's one row here with these blocks, and there's one row here. Are they both the same, or is one row bigger than another? Huh?
Yeah.
Do you think they're both the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't fool you, huh? You know how to count, don't you? Let me hear you count.
One, two, three, four, five.
No, don't count the blocks. Don't count the blocks. Just count like on Sesame Street. One, two, three. Let me hear you count. Just count.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten,
Let me hear you count your numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What comes after 14?
17.
Okay. What comes after 17?
11.
Okay, look, Lee, how many blocks are there here? Can you count these blocks? How many?
1, 2, 3.
Right. Can you tell me now how many are there? Put those back down and tell me how many are there all together here. You count them. You count them?
All together.
Count.
1, 4.
Yeah.
5.
Count them all. Put them all together and then count them for me. Okay, count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Good for you. That's very good. Okay, I put something else here I want you to do. Put the blocks away for a while. Ooh. You know what this is? You know what that is?
Yeah.
What?
A ball.
You throw it at me. Go ahead. Throw it. It's a beanbag. Wango. Okay. Do it again. Throw it. Good. Ooh, that's a strong one. Come here. I think your sweater is falling off too. Not only your overalls. Do you want to take your sweater off or you want to leave it on?
No.
Leave it on. Okay. Here, catch this now, okay? Hold your hands out, I'm going to throw it. Or you go over there. All right, get ready, because I'm going to throw it. Ready? Catch. No, no, hold your hands. Up. Okay, sit, why don't you sit down on the floor, okay? And we'll try it again. Here you go, hold your hands out. Here. Hey, good for you. Oh, you throw it. Now catch it. Catch. Catch, catch. Here it comes. Whoop. Okay.
A beanbag.
Yes, a beanbag. A beanbag is fun, huh? Lee, can you show me where your elbow is? Where's your elbow?
Here. Oh,
right. Where's your knee?
Yeah.
Let me see your knee. Kermit, we forgot all about him. Lee, can you show me your knee? Where's your knee? What's your knee? Huh? Show me your knee.
Where'd my hand go?
Push it all the way up. Okay? You got it in there? 1 minute. You need your thumb needs to be, where's your thumb? Okay, that goes down and that goes up. Right. See, and then you can go like that. Oh, hi, Kermit. Kermit, can you show me where Lee's knee is? Where's Lee's knee? Is that his knee?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you show me Lee's ankle? Where's Lee's ankle? Come on, Kermit, show me the ankle. Where's Lee's ankle? Can you show me your ankle? Okay. Let me see, where's your ankle? Okay. Show me your wrist. Where is your wrist? Can you show me your wrist? Lee? Where's your wrist? Can you show me my wrist? Do you know where my wrist is? Where? Where's my wrist? No? Where? Point to it. Right. Okay. Show me your knuckles. Do you know where your knuckles are? Is this your knuckle? Where?
Here.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Lee, I have to ask you some questions, okay? And you answer them the best you know how. What would you do if you cut your finger? What would you do? Well, let's say you cut your finger. What would you do? What would you do if you cut your finger? Tell me.
Hey, Lee, can you tell me, what would you do if you cut your finger? Come on.
Kermit's asking you. Can you tell him?
Yeah. Come on, yeah, Lee. Good. Come on, tell me, Lee, what would you do if you cut your finger?
Can you tell Kermit? Come on, tell him.
Ew.
What would you do if you lost your ball? What would happen if you lost your ball, huh? What? What would you do? Would you run away? What else would you do? Okay, can you tell me, Lee, why does it get dark at night? Do you know why it gets dark at night?
Sleep.
Yeah, because you sleep. I got another question for you, and then we'll go back and look at some more pictures. Why is a birthday called a birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, we gotta look at some more pictures now. Okay? Lee, what's that?
Why?
What is it? Tell me what it is. Come on, we have to finish these pictures in the book. What is that?
Why?
Why? Huh? Lee, tell me what's that? Is it a mouse?
Yeah.
What is it? You know what that is. A what?
That's that pink.
Lee, what's that? Come on, I know you know what that is. You tell me. Tell me what that is.
That's not a...
You want to stop this? You want to stop these games?
Yeah.
You don't want to do any more?
I do.
You do want to do more. Okay, so tell me what that is. What is that? Huh? A what?
A light.
Lee, what's this? Lee? Tell me what this is. What's this? What's this? Okay, I think we're going to stop because I don't think you're interested in answering these questions. Huh? Okay? Should we stop?
I just said mine.
Okay, well then you have to tell me what they are, because if you don't tell me, we can't do any more. You tell me what that is. That's a...
Pink glove.
Right, and that's a... What? What is
why?
It?
Why? Why, Mom? Why?
Why?
What's that?
You tell me. You don't know what that is? What? An arrow, right? What's she doing? What's she doing? Lee? Come on, you tell me. What's she doing? What's this girl doing? Okay, well, we're not going to do any more then. Because if you have to tell me what's happening, or else there's no more to do. Okay, you tell me what she's doing. And?
He's in a kitty.
What's she doing to her kitty?
Why?
She's what? Lee?
Why?
She's what?
Why?
What about this? What's that girl doing?
Why?
I don't think you want to do this anymore. Am I right?
Why?
We don't want to do this. Okay, we're going to stop. Okay? See, maybe we can do it another time. Huh? Is that all right with you? Is that a deal? Okay, good. You sure you don't want to do any more? Are you tired?
No.
You're not tired? Would you like, do you want to do some more?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, let's say maybe we can go find Mom, huh? Want to find Mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a good time?
I was a guy.
Did you get a puppet? I didn't want to push him because sometimes I do and sometimes they relent, but I just didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, I thought he'd get tired.
Yeah. So, has somebody been over to your house yet for the evening thing? When we come over, maybe I can. Maybe I'll come over and I can grab him then and try to finish it. Or even if I have to do it at some other time.
Okay. Fine.
Because I wouldn't have to come in again. I would, I'd arrange to come out to your place. And
okay. I mean, I had a feeling that it was late and that he'd been playing that long. But your clothes are just falling apart here. I don't know.
I just didn't want him to trip over.
No,
He couldn't move his arms to catch the beanbag.
It's funny, like, I often see him, like, that doesn't seem to bother him, but it drives me mad just to see him encumbered. And
here, put this away.
I must say he's surprised.
Don't put that away.
Which is interesting. I mean, I guess every so often he'll come out with something and I have absolutely no idea where he got it from. So, I guess they absorb more than you think they do.
Yeah. He's really adorable. I love to do this. It's so much fun because the kids are so cute.
The cash register is his idea of heaven. I mean, one night I said to him, he didn't want to go to sleep, and I said, think of the nicest thing that you can think of. He said, cash register.
Oh,
oh my God, capitalist child.
You know, this is broken. I realized when your husband was playing with it.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to try to fix it, okay? Because I think it's broken. So give me a couple of seconds, okay? Okay?
Isn't this nice, Lee? Do you remember Kermit the Frog?
I mean, something stuck in it? Remember? What does it do?
So you have to jump it. I noticed it was broken before, and then I thought I had fixed it, but I guess I haven't. Now that's supposed to go down without doing that. I guess they don't allow you to get in here. Oh, yes, I see what I can do to fix it.
You're supposed to go out and buy another one.
You have to get some kids mechanically inclined. It's part of your study.
Here we have a room full of broken toys.
Well, I'll bring it home and see what I can do.
Does the bottom come off?
Yeah, the little screws in there.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Sandy.
Do
the repetition, or should I not ask it?
Should
I ask it, or
are
you
going to get it? Yeah, because I'm going to do it. I'm going to get him another time. I'm going to take him home or something. Did you have fun here?
I didn't have fun here.
You didn't have fun here?
You could have fooled me. You sure looked like you were having fun.
No, I'm not having fun.
What are you having?
Money.
Either fun or money. That's
which is better, fun or money? I shouldn't ask this.
Money.
I thought he was on the goose and the geese. I was astonished at that. I mean, he really, because it's not only
that astonished me too,
whether he knows or doesn't know, but a lot of children his age don't even, you can't even ask them that question because it doesn't make sense to them. You know, goose, geese, what's the difference? Or if you have the two geese, one of those is a goose, you know, so they just randomly point to the pictures. But he clearly said, goose, geese.
Yeah. That's why some of the later questions that you didn't get to, he really answered. you know already. You're asking him which one is feet.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it surprised me that he said, I knew he knew the difference between a singular and a plural, you know, but I've heard him say gooses, you know, correct?
Right. But he understands it when you say to him goose and geese, though he may not be able to say it himself.
I mean, I think it's interesting to observe. I mean, I guess most kids, like, you know, make a past tense, automatically make ED and whatever it is. You know, he does, he'll say, I'm bald.
Right.
And
stuff like that. Right.
I need a cat then.
Well, it's broken, honey.
Oh, well, you can play with it even though it's broken, and I'll try to take it home and fix it.
You're going to play the money back in? Does he go to nursery school?
No. He, I work with him, and while I work, he stays with a woman who has a child a couple months older than he is, as well as a 5-year-old who's in school most of the day, but he's been doing that for around... So he is with another child.
How's he like it? He loves him another kid.
I'm not sure whether he loves the toys. The toys of the other. I think he will actually like that school. You know, a new house, new toys, new lady, new kids. I think it's really good for him to have a kid. I mean, up until June, he had sitters who came to the house, and that was all right, you know, but I think he much prefers now to have another child. You see, I didn't think he knew what a kangaroo was. I don't remember ever talking to him about a kangaroo. That's when you were persisting. I thought it was to know.
I was so shocked too. Because you kept saying, if you can't give me this answer, we can't go on.
I tried all the tricks.
I was mumbling to myself, why don't you just skip that one, trust me. And then he finally said it.
I have this intuitive feeling for when they know it and they're just not telling versus when they really don't know it.
How many children are you expecting to test together?
24. But we've already, I don't know how many we've completed. I think about 16.
Well, we're sort of halfway, like about 4 of those we've only done the first
right.
one.
Right.
The colored plain ones we haven't gotten to.
And,
well, when it's over, I mean, will we get some feedback or something?
Sure. Yeah. We'll send you a copy of it.
This is mine.
You don't hear from us, by the way, just you know, give us a call. Somebody remind us. It may either be that we forget to send out the reports of...
He's 2.5.
It takes a while to
finish. It's very nice manual dexterity.
I know.
It's not something that we're looking at, but I happen to be interested in that. And he's really, I noticed when he was using the screwdriver to put the
He's always
been
good at that
from
when he was little. He did like to do little things.
And he's so
tense
with the blocks.
It's
just so neat lining them up.
Yeah.
He's
putting all the points in there.
Yeah, I mean, when he was young, I mean, he was not, you know, a real physical kid. I mean, he didn't run and jump and all that so much, but he liked to do little things.
Hi there.
I guess who's back?
Yeah.
How far did you get to?
I did everything up until the second part of the verbal thing, so I'll either have to go out there when we go to do the dinner stuff
That's
and
right.
try to finish it off,
time to
or
come.
Some other time when he's awake. Not bored by the what was he bored? It is terribly boring. I can empathize with him. Mm-hmm.
You're putting all the money
did you see what Lee got?
Yes.
What did Lee get? Hey, no
frog.
Hi.
Thank you.
Has Lee been making Kermit the Frog talk?
Oh, I gotta look at. You know what a frog does?
Oh.
Jumps. and eats flies.
You fly, better watch out. Do you want to set up a time now to come out? I mean, our house is in utter chaos. Like
we are having our kitchen redone.
So like we're eating out most of the time.
Oh. That's right, we have people who are moving.
That's right here. In addition to utter chaos. That's right.
No, what is that? How does it work? I mean,
so well, we come over and plop our tape recorder in your soup, and then we're like to
hide in the casserole.
And then we will disappear into another room, and you have your normal evening dinner, and you know whatever we'd like to tape, whatever verbal interaction goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take our tape recorder and clean the soup off it, and
I see.
That's
so it's not observation, just recording.
No, just recording.
Okay.
And
so you can record the plumber and Barbara Walters and us. That's
entertainment.
Oh, that's
and I could either do him finish these pictures with him before dinner or after dinner. I don't know what would be better. Or maybe I should just come out sometime in the morning. He's at home, and you know it might be better to just do it early. And
well, you could give it a try when he comes.
Sure. Okay, that's a good idea. And if it doesn't work, then I can. Okay. So when would be a good time?
Well, not Thursday.
Next week I won't be home. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Let's be next week.
How long would they take to redo the kitchen?
2 months.
Oh my God.
I don't know. We don't believe it's ever going to be finished.
Oh my.
So the week after, what? You'll be there. Thursday will be the only night you're there.
That's right. Yeah.
How about doing it Wednesday? Because I won't work on Wednesday. Because otherwise it's too heavy.
Wednesday, November 3rd.
That's November 3rd is fine for me.
Okay.
Where do you live?
We live in
here. Oh, I do too, so.
Oh, okay. Let me just, I'm on call at the hospital, usually Wednesday nights, and I haven't gotten my schedule yet for November. Usually it's every other week, and it's going to be this Wednesday, so it probably won't be the next, but just, do we have one of your numbers?
No,
do you have?
I just have the BU numbers.
All right, well, that's pretty good, but I'll give you my home phone.
Okay.
Just write my checkbook. Wait, I have a place to write here.
Yeah,
I
could get a piece of paper.
I have a pen also.
Bye, Mommy.
Usually, Lee likes to play with pens. Every pen in the house, he dissects. You know, he takes them apart.
Ballpoints.
My kids in the pens.
See how he's getting these.
Sandy,
you can't take
these.
Right.
965-0977.
That's
true.
I can't
give
the mark
if he
draws
all over
himself.
Seven.
And where do you live? He sees me writing, and he comes.
We live at Ashmont Road.
I have the address.
It's right near the address.
It's on the corner of Beacon Street, one block east of Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So on the corner of Beacon and Ashmont?
Right.
Right.
Okay. That's no problem.
What time is good?
Wednesday.
You don't have patience?
No.
You don't work?
No. Usually I'm home fairly early, like about 5.
We don't eat that early.
No.
We usually eat at 7. Yeah, we usually eat around 7.
Okay, you eat around 7. So
but
why don't...
be home. You know, he'll be home at 5 and I'll be home, so...
Well, what I could do is... I could come over early. Try to get some information from him. What I'll do is I'll leave the tape recorder with you,
okay.
With the tape. And you can just, I'll show you how to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can come back and pick it up later on in the evening.
Okay.
Okay.
Your pants are falling down. I know, this is really a problem.
Because I also think once I come over and start doing these pictures, we've had problems where I go into another room, but the kid jumps off the dinner table and says, okay, finished! let's go see Sandy or something like that. So
they develop a fondness for you.
Well, it's, you know, somebody
new
in the house.
We're gonna
and
have a hard time. He's going to want to come back and play with his
country. Show all the toys and everything.
Can we find out something about the study at some point?
Yeah, we can send him a copy of the report when we finish.
That's a good idea.
I mean,
Lee, would you like to go to a restaurant and eat lunch?
Oh, yummy, Lee.
You would? Aren't you hungry?
You could take Kermit to lunch, too.
Oh, Kermit wants a French fry.
Can you give us any
Lee.
Feedback when you pick up the tape, or would you be afraid of revealing information at that point?
I'm not sure what kind of feedback you're interested in.
Well, I'd like to... two things. One, about the study. It sounds like, opposed to the study I did, where I duped people heartlessly as to what we were observing, you know, it sounds like what you're, the questions, you know, that's pretty much what you're looking for, but that, but find out that kind of thing.
Yeah, well,
and also I'd be interested to know how much our perceptions do mesh Lee's and Lee's performance, and how Martha I thought we'd do, and how Lee seems to stack up after testing many at her at his age group.
Okay, what I could do is when I come out, we'll put on. We have a master sheet where we transfer all the mother's, father's, and the child's responses to each item down.
Uh-huh.
I could do that. Of course, I won't have the whole thing because he will not have completed that by the time I get out there, but I can tell you what we do have.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is I can discuss with you in more detail the kinds of things we're looking at.
Uh-huh.
As far as telling you how he stacks up to other kids, I can't because it's not a diagnostic measure. It's something that we've just sort of pulled out from lots of different areas.
I'm just really interested to know what you're looking for.
We're more interested in...
But I could tell you, I mean, I've had experience diagnosing... You know, I've had clinical experience with kids, and I could just tell you my own impressions if that means anything.
Sure, I'd be interested in that.
But he's very verbal from, you know, just from, I can tell from my intuitive observations. Observations met.
Very proficient with his hands.
Yeah.
I'm surprised his attention span has been this good today.
I don't know. I'm really amazed. Like, a lot of the kids that we've had in here, I thought that they'd be on the walls by the end of this. Because, you know, it's a hard thing for a kid his age to sit around and look at pictures.
It's a hard thing for people.
Yes. But, I don't know. They keep doing it. They get bored, but they stay with it. Okay,
Lee, should
we
go eat? Oh, we
gotta walk up.
No, thanks.
We'll have to take that.
Should we go eat lunch, Lee?
Which do you have to take?
This. Broken.
Oh, is it really?
I hope we can fix it and I don't have to buy a new one.
Just stop deeply. We'll spell all the same people. You think, Matthew, that's what I thought earlier. What was the problem when
I
looked at it earlier today?
When a drawer pops out, the numbers don't fall down.
Yeah, I'm sure you can take
that. What's that?
You can have that little sticker.
It
says, stop thief.
Right. Do not steal me.
Put your arm
through.
You want to have a sticker? I think you have it on your other hand. Let's see if it's still there. I got lost in your sleeve. There it is. What do you say? Can you say thank you to these ladies? Say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome.
It's
my lady. Thank you for it's my lady.
It's not a lady?
Yeah.
What is it?
A boy.
A boy? You're confused. Is that a boy or is that a girl?
You've been asked too many questions today.
Yeah, you're teasing, huh?
This must be a laborious study to do if it involves the three of you all the time. And,
it's four. It involves four people because we have someone in there at the controls.
A girl, that's right.
Especially if you're over at the VA all the time.
Stand up.
Well, I'm not there all the time now. I'm only there one day a week
until I
get finished my work here.
I see.
Hey, thank you for coming and
but it's still
at our club.
play is very wild.
We're glad to have you here.
I feel like I have a split personality, half over there and half over here, and then I'm going to be really at the Beth Israel, so it's just...
Yeah.
We'll have to get something conversational.
What, honey?
I assume you would want us to not watch the news, that would kind of mess up the tape recording. I guess with an observer,
although
it would work
out. We usually
say
we want a normal, you know, your average normal... dinner, but
well, you could. I mean, if
it's
you
nice
if talk to
the television.
Usually, the news.
You know, I said, we watch the news all we do. We just do a talk or the commercials,
hey,
and if there's a boring
the
story.
The news is usually.
Drive the car, okay?
The news
he
is usually.
He can't get out that door. So.
The news is usually on. Well, I can't say we actually watch it, or we watch it. We can't say we listen to it.
Sorry, we watch the news. We read Time. The news.
these tape recorders are very sensitive, so that you could probably have the TV running at a low volume in the background,
we can do
and.
That.
Keep the tape recorder closer than you
are. Are you
going to
put the sticker on your
nose?
Yeah.
I'm going to say stop.
But the thing is their sensitivity. They pick up their own motors. They pick up background noise and static that you don't tune in.
Yeah.
It's all
I
relative.
Think it would mess up
your
recording. I don't know. We could try
you
it
can
first.
Try it.
And
yeah.
See how it works. And half the time we don't get to eat until 7:30.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good in the range of voices.
Now,
because, you know, there is a lot of noise out there. If you notice, you know, we're on the
turnpike.
The cars and the trucks just go like that. But it doesn't pick that up as much. It really picks up the voices. You can hear the trucks in the background. But.
Lee, did you want to take this?
Goodbye, Lee. Thanks for coming.
Have fun with
Kermit.
You say goodbye?
I'm going out the door.
Okay, how about saying goodbye when you go?
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks so much for coming.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Nice meeting you.
Have to go
out
that door. Oh.
Then we have to go this way, honey.
Yeah, this way.
Where?
This way. Come on, follow us.
Thank you again.
I'm